Blog Talk Radio.
Paranormal Radio. Tonight is Halloween, and on the East Coast it is November 1st right now, but we are still here on the West Coast, solidly entrenched in 103110, and got Kathy over there on the, rolling in the next month. This doesn't happen all the time, but she's over on the next month, and I'm over here on this side of the month, and so she's in November, I'm in October. But tonight we're going to do a special show. That's why we're running a little later than normal, because we're going to do a live investigation. Sort of a primitive setup tonight. We're going to be using my little old cell phone, a little clamshell, cheap job, but it works. And we're going to be going out to the North 40 to do our thing out there with the new EM Vortex unit that we have from our friend friends at Digital Dowsing. Built one of these. I have one of 25 of the original model, special serialized models that are out there. So these are still incredibly rare to get out there, and we have one. And we'll be taking the Ovilus with us. The Ovilus has seen some action in the last day in an investigation that we did on the ranch, here actually in the ranch house. Got some very significant activity and got it on video. So we are going to be doing more video, as I promised. And actually have that video loaded up and visible out on YouTube, on the YouTube channel for GRI. But Kathy, thank you for coming in this late, and we'll talk about some changes coming up too. So, but I just wanted to thank you for doing this because I know you're tired, sweetie.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too. You know, one of the changes coming up is the back-to-back shows on Thursdays. Have been kind of a problem, a little bit for me to try to support the two shows back to back and jump from one to the other. So we're going to move to Friday night on the Soul Stream on this coming week. We're going to do Friday night at 8 o'clock for the show, and that'll allow Kathy, who's needing some rest because she's being pushed through an awful lot of shows. And to try to get her some more sleep, because the poor lady is, you know, she does a lot for you guys and for, you know, us here at GRI. And it's just amazing to, what she's done so far to get this far. So, we'll go ahead and make the schedule changes. And Friday will be the new nights for Soul Stream. And I think it'll also give us a little wider demographic for the East Coast, people to dial in and check us out. So we'll be doing that. Let's see what. By the way, for those of you who know, that we have Karen out there is a leader of GRI Phoenix, and she's got an all-girl band out there, and we're real proud of her because she ran her first big investigation at the Vulture Mine ahead of the Ghost Adventures guys. We broadcasted evidence before they did, haha. And but I also wanted to emphasize that Kathy is a member of GRI, by the way, and I never really have posted this on there, but she is a full member with rank and privileges outstanding. Hi, Mom.
Hello, John.
Good to have my fellow investigator with me for tonight. But also we have another member out there who's expressed interest. Goes by the name of Quinny. So I'm going to bestow upon Quinny a coveted membership at no price to her as a member of GRI. And so she will be GRI. Kathy, what is the city? My brain just took a dump. GRI, not New York City. She's in what part?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. She'll be GRI New Jersey, so we will get that out there. And Quinny, I got the message through a little bird that told me that. So you are now part of GRI. So wink, wink, smile, smile. I wonder who could have done that. I wonder who. Anyway, Quinny's like, Quinny's got this. Quinny, it's a good thing. Come on. So I just wanted to get that out there because that's actually a big thing. You know, we're actually going transcontinental here, and we have been for some time. But we have people who love us, and we love you guys. And as long as I'm in that generous mood, Dominica is now the Prescott version representative of GRI in Prescott, Arizona. So we have quite a contention out there. So I'll start putting members down who want their names out there. But anyway. Do you want to do the shout out or you want me to do it, Miss Kathy?
You can do it.
All right, I'll do it. There's this GRI paranormal gal that's dialed in my usual slot, so she's running the show tonight because we're going to do the live investigation. And Mom is sitting back here comfortably watching me in her, hanging out in my chair. I'm the GRI paranormal co-host, so I'm just sitting there looking ever so. And we have Angel One. Oh, dear God, these the glasses are 19691. Good to see you, Angel. We have Dan is with us, Daniel Adam. We have Dominica out there in Prescott. Say hi to Jack for me. And I posted that picture out on of me and Jack, and everybody loved it on Facebook. We have Gerber Daisy TM. Hello. Guest 76703, you are from France. And we have Karen's Dream. Kira. Hi, Kira. Haven't seen you in a while. Moonflower, 1021, and Quinny, and then all the folks that are listening in as lurkers. We know you're out there. So anyway, I also wanted to take a moment before we actually jump right into the investigation and then some other stuff tonight to talk about kind of an unusual experience I had on Friday. I was strapped into the back seat of a CJ-6 Chinese fighter aircraft that's actually owned by a civilian. And there are only like a couple hundred of these in the United States. And they are an amazing, amazing aircraft, very strong, very well built. It was it was unbelievable what transpired. I was actually able to, oh, and actually, by the way, Gerber Daisy says, hi, John's mom. But anyway, I was actually, what's that?
And so does Karen.
Oh, so does Karen. Okay. Oh, Jack's sleeping, by the way. But anyway, I strapped in after a pre-flight, and we went out. We actually got airborne at 12:01 on Friday afternoon, and I was subjected immediately upon the first 90 feet up. Kurt pulled back on the stick and ran full power, and we went from that to 2,000 feet almost instantly, and I left my stomach behind. And we ended up getting up to about 4,000. I thought we'd only have a ceiling of 3,500, and the clouds had actually moved up, a bit. So we had a 5,000-foot ceiling, and actually a little higher than that, because we did get up to 5,000. And it was 5,500-foot ceiling. And he handed the controls to me, within about 8 minutes. And I flew us out to Lake Berryessa and did some banking maneuvers, things like that. Got pretty comfortable with the airplane. And then the next thing I know, Kurt says, you ready for some pre-aerobatic stress tests? And I said, sure. And he took me for the ride of my life. And I learned my G tolerance real well. And I pulled, when we started doing the real serious aerobatics, we did a split S. We did some, I think he did a something like an Immelman. And we did a barrel roll and then a whole bunch of other maneuvers. I don't even know the names of, but I do know this. At my maximum, I pulled 3.4 G, which means my 206-pound frame weighed over 620 pounds, based on that kind of force. And it squeezes you down in the seat. Now, I did take the opportunity, since we were up there, to do a bunch of things that, from a paranormal view, I took the full spectrum up with me. And I did that for a reason, because I wanted to see if we would pick up anything up there. I don't think anybody's ever done this with a full spectrum camera in an extreme environment like that. So we did. I did film this in the whole thing with a full spectrum, and got two SD cards filled with video from that experience. So you'll start seeing the videos on YouTube soon enough. I also had my Sony recorder patched in on my flight suit, and and had the microphone in my comm headset, which you've seen the picture of me in the back with the headset on. So we were able to, I was able to hear myself talking and hear Kurt, and that's all on the tape. And not only that, I'm going to see if we have any EVP. That would be an interesting thing to see if we could get in such an extreme environment. And I'm coining the term, and I don't know if I'm original on this, but we're calling it extreme environment EVP. So EEE, or triple E, if you will. So it's something kind of new. We're going to go ahead and consider ourselves pioneers in this area. If not the first, we'll be some of the first doing it. So anyway, that's out of the way. Did you like the pictures, Kathy?
I did. I thought they were great. But I did want to tell everybody that we're not taking calls tonight, because John and his mom are going to be doing a live investigation. And if y'all have any questions, I'll take them from the chat room and give them to John when there's room enough to throw some questions in there.
Yeah, matter of fact, it's not for the entire show like that. What we're going to do is we'll do about 30 minutes, because Mom is not going to last the full night out to 11 o'clock. So we'll go out for about 30 minutes and run some tests. We're going to do our thing, and then I'll come back in. And I'd like to run an ITC session with our control on the other side, who's Debbie Caruso. And I'm going to dedicate the remainder of the show, since this is her first Halloween on the other side. I thought it would be kind of a nice mark for her, and a nice thank you to her for all the work she's done and things that she's made possible from the other side here. So we will open the floor to her and do a session there. And then once that's over with, I'll open the floor up. I'll get back in the driver's seat, and then we can do some maybe a little bit of mediumship work and accept some calls. So we'll do that and, get out there and do our thing and get this show on the road. So, Mom? Are you ready to go out ghost hunting?
Ready. I got my flashlight ready.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and, Kathy, you'll see me call in on the 530 line. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the main console down, and you can take it from here. And are you all set?
I am.
Okay, and Dominica says we
have
All right. And Dominica says we have a UFO over Shingle Springs. So, Mom, keep an eye on the sky, okay? Okay. All right. See you guys here in just a few minutes.
Okay. And I'm waiting for him to call in with his little phone, trying to keep from having dead air. And hello, everybody. Hello, Angel and Daniel Adams, Dominica Amore, our Gerber Daisy, the Karen's Dream, our Kira LaRue, our Moonflower. It's been so long since I've seen you, darling. It's so nice to see you. Our Quinny and our Red Hot Gossip. I like that name, Red Hot Gossip. But I think he is trying to call in now. We're waiting for John. Waiting for John. Now, out there in Shingle Springs, he is near the top of California. I'm hoping I'm getting this right, Karen? And he's near the mountains, and it's a very rough terrain out there, and he's on a big property that is haunted. A lot of the areas are haunted with one particular ghost named Anna. And no, he hasn't called in yet. But, it's not really a UFO, John, whenever you get this. East of Sacramento, that doesn't tell me a thing. I'm on the East Coast, so I know nothing about California outside of it has earthquakes. And it's going to sink. So that's been years and years of saying that. This is, over Daisy says, this is so awesome, mother and son ghost hunting all. That is a special Halloween night for sure. Yes, it is. But I still don't see John. But yes, he has a great video over there of him and his mom. On YouTube, if you go to mine, because I've got so much open right now, I can't go over there and get the link for it. But yes, when you get a chance, go over there and you can see a picture of his mom, a video of his mom and him doing an investigation. Actually, has two videos back to back, part one and part two. But it's great. I enjoyed it. But Kira LaRue said, I was born and raised in Sacramento. I lived there when I was young. I don't even know what Placerville is. I've heard of it, but don't know where it's located at. All I know is he's near the top of California. That's all I know. Still waiting for John to call in. But anyway, I know he's going to have a ball out there. I hope he does get Anna. And Paul Edward Montador happened to drop by just to say hello for a little while. And told John to be careful when he goes out there because, there he is. Let me get him on. Hello, John.
Hi. Can you hear us?
I sure can.
Yeah, we just walked out and had something streak over the sky. Just Mom said it looked like a comet just went right over us. We didn't get out like 2 minutes and had an event. Yeah, what did you, can you describe it, Mom?
It looked like a little falling star, but this one went across the rock.
Okay, so it went to the west.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's mark that time. Kathy, I don't have my watch out where I can see it. So what time do you have right there?
12:49.
Okay, so 9:49 our time.
That was amazing. Yeah.
So what color was it, Mom?
It was blue-white. Like a star.
Like a star. So it could have been a meteor.
Oh, that's what I thought.
But with a UFO report, that's kind of weird. Okay, so we're heading down to the north side now. You know, the history of this property that we live on is that there was actually a gold mining community here. And what ended up happening was the Chinese laborers were brought in and they would dig ditches all through these different properties throughout the Sierra Nevada and into the foothills. And so we are on, literally living on top of one of these places. And, Mom, we found what? You found, like,
about 4 acres, it was all an encampment for the gold miners, and they had Chinese cooks and blacksmithy shops and all that kind of, you know, things here. I have found huge, beautiful shards of Chinese pottery. I have found hand-forged nails, crowbars, chisels, all kinds of equipment.
Yeah.
And every once in a while when I'm using a rototilla, it pops up some other tool that was handmade right here. And I found about 8 inches thick, a real solid layer of charcoal.
From the blacksmith's forge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've got a whole box of square nails that I picked up out here.
Yeah, and I've found them even just outside my front door when I've been digging in my own little garden there. You find square nails. And so all through here, we know we have bodies on the property. And we're heading over to where we know that one of them is, because we had an EVP last year, you and I did together. We did a session out there. Oh, it just went off?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't worry about it. We'll just, the recorder's running. We'll just go with that. And probably that battery's probably had it. But anyway, did you hear that? Okay. Okay, watch our step in here.
What?
And, watch out.
What's
for
the temperature there, John?
Right now it's getting colder. I'd say what are we at, about 40 degrees? 46 degrees. So we're heading. Yeah, there's a little bit of a breeze. Last year at this time we had a full moon. And now it's real dark here, which is going to be ideal for us. So we're heading right to where we believe Anna, that's the name we've given her, and we believe that is her name, is buried. And we have drug a lot of our fallen trees out here in this field, so we're having to kind of walk careful. Careful here, Mom. Here's a big limb right here. So we're going to do a session out here for about 30 minutes, and I've there's another spot right there to watch. Yeah, right there. See that? Okay. So, but what we've brought with us tonight is the new ovulus. We've got the PX with us, so we're going to go ahead and pull that out, and the EM vortex. So I'm going to go ahead and turn that on. And the EM vortex is a unit that does a sweeping, and we have our. I've got this on. Yeah, so we're good. So I'm going to go ahead and get the K2 out, Mom. And since the camera's no longer working, let's go ahead and put that down right here. And I'm going to hand you the K2, and you're going to take the K2. That'll be your job. I'm going to set this Zoom recorder over here, and I'm going to give you the 620, which is going to be this. Okay, EVP session, North Property, Halloween, about 9:52 or so, I guess, at night, and Mom is going to have this recorder. I'm going to take the second recorder, and we're going to put the, go ahead, I'm carrying all this in one place, so this is going to be interesting. But we're going to put the, I think Anna's right here, right? To the right in here. Yeah. Yeah, and it's grown like big. We got to get this cut out. But anyway, can you guys hear us? Is everything good?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very good.
Anybody got any questions in the chat room?
Not yet, no.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and just do a call-out then. Do you want to do it? Do you want to do the call-out? Do you want to try to talk to her? You want to try to call her? All right, Anna, this is John, and you know my mom, Yvonne. We've lived here for 30-some years. and every Halloween we come out to say hi to you. So if you can make your presence known to us by some means, and boy, I can see my breath. It is getting cold out here. But if you can make your presence known to us through whatever means, I just saw a light. Well, that was weird. Oh, that's just an aircraft, I see. Yeah, and it's absolutely stark clear. The crystal clear out. But anyway, I'm calling out to you, Anna, and just want to see if we can get anybody here, if not only to Anna, but any other spirit that does want to make their presence known, who's friendly and would like to make their presence known to us. Can you do that? And we'll go silent for a little bit to see what we get here. I just saw something move out there. Right out between those two trees. I just saw a shadow move. I am not kidding. It ran. I saw it was, you know how we get those tall shadows out here? That's what I just saw. That was like immediate. It literally blocked the light out. Behind it, if you don't shine the light there, see how you can see the skylight behind? That thing blocked out the light, and it passed from right to left. I ain't kidding.
Well, that's what I always told you about these things when you first got into this. That's why I used to feel real creepy about being down here at night, because I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. Do you smell it? It smells terrible.
I think you did it.
Yeah, it smells awful. Yeah, well, I smell something that's
yeah.
Not good. We have...
Pray.
We're getting ovulus activity.
And dying. Or... Kiss.
Who are you? What is your name?
Tree.
Tree? Is that you by the tree?
Rabbit.
Rabbit. You know we got all the rabbits, sir.
Well, there's probably a dead rabbit is what you're smelling.
It could be.
By the tree. It's a poke rabbit.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems to have gone away. The smell's gone away.
Chair.
Chair? We've been getting that chair thing.
Follow Nick.
Chair, follow Nick. What's this? Every
time. And off. At just outside.
So you're here with the...
At all.
Got it.
Hide.
Are you hiding? Can you hear that stuff, Kathy?
Recharge.
Yes, I can hear it.
Good.
Mercury.
Mercury usually means you have a message. What message do you have for us tonight? Because I got the feeling we're being watched.
Jackanil Zero.
Japanese?
I'm John.
Japanese girl. Do you know, that's funny that that would say that, Mom. Because there's a Japanese girl, the first Japanese national to ever die. You just said Yvonne?
Yeah.
The fruit? You're saying that again about the compound. And we have the vortex on, so the vortex obviously is getting us some reactions. The Japanese reference was interesting because the first Japanese national to die on U.S. soil is buried about 7 miles from here. And I've made a point of always stopping there to do a little bit of EVP. And she said she liked me in one of the EVPs and appreciated. Wow, this is talking. But she appreciated that we paid attention to her. Murphy. Do you hear the coyote talking? Did you hear that?
Well, you got deer in my face.
That sounded like something wheezing out there.
Well, it could be that deer caught himself deer.
Huh. Well, that was a different sound. Anyway, okay, so you've been telling us all this. You said your name is Murphy? Are you still with us?
Fort.
Fort.
The loud. Tight. Dyke. Bear. Jiggle.
Something about dying. What do you think?
Springs.
Well, we're standing on a grave, so obviously there is some point of death here.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, did you die in the spring? Is that what you're saying to us?
Alone.
Keep scanning.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. What are you guys thinking? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Kathy? Oh, we lost it. I'm going to... Kathy, can you hear me? We faded out. Let me go up the hill a little. Kathy? 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 That's weird. It seemed to have knocked out our communication. I don't know what, but this never happens. I've got a strong signal.
I'm still not hearing anything. Can y'all hear me? If you can in the chat room, please say yes. I can hear you. I can't hear him. Oh, my goodness. Can y'all hear me? Please, somebody say, yes, I can hear you, Kathy. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, yay. Good, can you hear me? John, can you hear me? Yay. Let me see if John is called back in. Yes, let me get him back on. Hello, John.
Can you hear me now?
John?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't seem to get John in here. All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Steve Sandwich says, this is like Ghost Hunters. Did you hear the ghost? Not really. That's a good
can you
answer.
Hear me now?
John, let me see if I can click him out, click him back in. John?
Me?
Hello, John.
Yeah, you got
me? All right, let me see if I can call back in. Maybe that would be better for me. So let me hang up and try to call back in.
You getting any sensations, Mom? That's weird. Okay, those batteries are done. This has been a disaster, but... Okay. we got knocked off the air and everything. Yeah, I think so. This never happens with this phone. This phone is absolutely, I'm charged all the way. Got a great signal. I just turned the dial back in. We might have had a problem at Blog Talk. What I'm going to do is just let her hold the show and we'll just keep the best to get enough story.
Yeah, we haven't been before.
Yeah. That's the reason we're here, because we really care about you. We always talk about you on the radio show. So if you could make your presence known to us, through whatever means, we'd be really appreciative of that. Can you come up to any of our devices here, these gray boxes, and talk to us? I'm going to try to dial in as host. Can you hear me? It's like I'm getting a hiss. What did she? Still from the internet, so I'm going to assume we're still on, and we're still out here, and we're going to stay out another about 10 minutes and hope we still have an audience out there. Halloween night out here, for those of us, I apologize to everybody for the technical difficulties, something going on with Blog Talk. Yeah, BTR has had its troubles. Anyway, we are doing EVP right now in the north side, and Mom, do you feel much out here? Well, I saw a shadow out there, and I'm going to just keep looking at that skyline, because I watched that thing go right by. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's the second time in a row. And this thing has got like a hiss. I've never heard a hiss like this before on this cell phone. But evidently she says we're getting out. There's some sort of interference out here, and I can't place it. I'm going to go ahead and turn off the vortex and see maybe if it's interfering with the cell phone. No? So there's something happening out here that's causing our equipment to act funny. Anyway, so it's beautiful out, very quiet. You remember the last time we had all the leaves were falling and the acorns were falling?
Yes. About a month there, the last of them were there.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Well, it's a lot more spooky with the dark like this. But I don't know that I sense all that much, do you?
I don't either. I see it.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm not afraid of it.
I'm not. I'm just, I find it interesting that we have. Do you see that light over there? Do you see that light over there? Oh, okay, that's the name. Yeah, all right. I wanted to debunk that. Is there anyone with us?
Hi, John.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I've had to call in with the regular number. It won't let me call back in to the switchboard, so there's no host manning the switchboard now.
Okay, so, but the people can hear us?
Yes.
Okay, good. So we'll just keep going, and then I'll try to get in when I get back and try to wrest control back when we get in. We're going to continue forward. Thank God. I don't know what's going on with BTR.
Somebody just said that Blog Talk is a lot of people are having problems with their sound.
Okay.
With their connection.
All right. Well, it must be something with the host phone lines or something, but at least we still got a show. So people are hearing it, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Runaway show, yes. I'm so sorry.
Hey, don't worry. It's called an experience, Mom says.
Yes, it is. Thanks, Mom.
I love adventure.
Now, we had, what's so funny, Kathy, is we had, this phone never has any troubles, and I started hearing these strange hissing noises out of the phone. My fully charged camcorder immediately quit as soon as we got up to this area, and that's when all the trouble started.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then I just saw a light.
Yeah, I saw it too. I thought the neighbor's barn.
Oh. Okay, I saw a light right over there just flash on then flash off inside. Okay. So we're just debunking things as we see them. Is there anyone here who wants to make their presence known? This is your time to come through for us. Anna, if you're here, can you walk up to that recorder there and that particular, that K2 meter that's right over your grave and make it go off? Don't point, point to the left, Mom, so you can speak up. We have not forgotten you, Anna. Just like we were talking about before, while you guys were off, we were talking about her, our promise to her to clean up her grave, and so we're going to be out here with chainsaws cleaning up the, there's a tree here that's kind of overgrown. And we're going to put a few things in to mark her spot because she's a real special lady. I will talk about some of the stuff that happened last night. You and I had experience in the main living room where my Aunt Lee, her name was said over the ovulus. We also had K2 hits in the living room. And that was interesting. And I uploaded that. If you go to the YouTube channel, you will see our video of that session. And then the more meaningful session, however, was in Dad's room where we had the direct interactions. We had touching sensations, cold spots, K2 activity, and the ovulus was just saying all these relevant things about our family, and specifically my dad. So we were definitely had quite a session there, and that's uploaded also on the YouTube channel. So for you guys that are interested in that, go check that out. Tonight, I wish I had more video of this, but I don't know what's causing the equipment failures, because a lot of this gear is so reliable. I've never had troubles like this. This is new. You still hearing us, Kath?
I certainly am. And Domenico wants to know, can you ask where the gold is?
Okay. So Domenico wants to know where the gold is, and so do we.
Share.
What's that?
If I knew, I'd dig it up and share.
We get some. I'll bring you a piece, okay? What we do know is this. Paul Edward Montador, who appeared briefly on the show before we really started, he's out in England, and him and another psychic medium both predicted this pretty much the same spot. And we're standing where we're at. We're standing about probably less than 100 feet from that. And I am going to take out a metal detector here on a day when I feel like it and just go wandering around to see if I can do that, because we have a Weitz metal detector. And we're going to actually get out and try that. The place we're standing is the ditch that the miners dug through here. The Chinese laborers
diverted
the water. And so we have actually one of the old long walls just on the property next door, just across the fence, which is a full wall that you see these all through the gold country. And but on our side, we have most of the creek coming through up to that section. And there's bound to be gold in here because, what was that guy that used to own all these ranches here?
His grandfather, when he needed cash money, he just came out here with his gold pan and his bucket and his water and his pans, and he'd get enough money to pay the taxes or whatever he needed. And then he'd quit. He said he didn't need the money. He wasn't going to do the labor.
So that's the way to pay taxes now, is just go mine gold.
The main highway, they charged everybody's rental property, like, you know, the foot and tax. So he didn't have, I think it was $1,200 at that time, because they owned an entire section. And so he came out and mined the gold and went down and paid it. That was the end of it.
That's kind of cool. I'd like to just walk in and slam gold down and say, okay. Yeah, he would have known where all the good spots were. Yeah. The people
hear that explosion?
And Joy is saying, Joy S5 said, look left, your left, and left foot shiny something gold.
Left and look for shiny something gold. Okay, lights on. She said left of where we're standing. So is it to the north?
She just said look up. I guess that's north, and look left. Shiny foot. Something is gold. Your foot is shiny. Left foot shiny something gold is all she's saying.
Looking all around, and I don't see a... You know, gold hunting on Halloween is kind of a new one for me.
Especially at night.
Yeah, it's like, if believe me, if we spot the gold, screw the show. We're going for it, you know.
She said northwest.
Okay, northwest. If we did see gold, it would be, the problem with gold is it's going to be clumped in with the quartz veins and things like that. It's not usually freestanding. Well, hell, you could see a gnat's ass at 28 miles, Mom. You know, you got great eyes. Let's see. But we're right. I mean, basically where she's pointing us is right to Anna's grave.
Uh-huh.
So Anna... That would really set things off. We would end up with Anna all ticked off at us. And I think this is the spot right here. We're right on it right
here.
What was it, right under here? Yeah, here's the depression. So we've got the depression of her grave. I'm going to put the K2 right on it. Okay, I'm going to put the EVP there too. So So, Anna, if you've got any messages for us this year, go ahead and make your presence known to us. And meanwhile, I'm looking for gold all around her grave because I don't want to disturb her. But, yeah, this is going to be a we got to kill this tree because this thing is just growing right out. We got to take that out. Can you make, Anna, can you make the K2 meter, that green light, go into the orange for us? Your friends up at the other part of the property did great for us and moved that. Can you do that for me tonight? Did you hear that? I heard something kind of go poof. To my left, across out there. We might have a coyote out there just checking us out. Oh, we have the foxes? Okay. Well, I heard something. I definitely think it's animal. Anna, can you make your presence known to us? If you can't make the meter move, just say something on EVP and we'll go ahead and get it. Talk into this other box I have here. Any sensation, Mom? Anything on your radar? Yeah, it seems dead. I'm sure we have EVP, but what's surprising to me, I think what was really a shocker was all the equipment issues and then the show issues. I think that's kind of a sign to kind of call it a night. Are you wanting to get back up and check on Dad? Okay. All right, we're going to go ahead and end it. And thank you, Anna. And then we'll come up and do the rest of the show.
Okie dokie.
Okay, so we're going to collect our gear. And my father was really great tonight because the whole day he was just waiting like a spider to tell us we were all full of, you know what, BS. That's his way of handling a paranormal investigation. I'm sure we got something, but definitely I think they did not want us to mess with their law tonight. And that's surprising that that camera
still there?
Charger. Yeah, are you still here?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, John. Don't tell me I've lost him again. Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you.
All of a sudden it got really quiet again.
Okay, let's do
can
it.
Y'all hear me?
I can
somebody
hear you.
Say hello. I can hear you.
I can hear you.
No. Okie dokie. John?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, that's what's going on. We got some strange signals out here. We're heading up right now. Can you? All right, Ma. You still got me? Hey, Kath?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. We're heading up to the studio. I think I got everything. Okay. Now, I'm walking over the spot where we think the gold is, and there's a one of the areas we're careful of is walking out here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, throughout the state of California, there's over I think 40,000 mines that have not been sealed that are direct trips to the underworld if you happen to step in the wrong one. Yeah. But I'm still a little careful. I'm just getting that out of the way. And, yeah, remember that one hole that showed up? Yeah, I wonder how far down that went. Yeah. A lot of accidents out here. They had a guy a couple of years back over in Auburn in a D9 tractor.
Yeah.
He was doing some work, and he was talking to his buddies on the radio, and they were talking, and all of a sudden the entire tractor disappeared into the ground, and he had fallen. The whole tractor fell 800 feet. He was killed instantly, and they got the tractor out. They winched it out with his body in there, and had to seal that up. Nobody even knew that was there. I mean, they were just out working out in the countryside, and wham, you know. Okay, we're coming in. Still hear me, Kathy?
I sure can.
Yeah, I think we were just down amongst them in that hollow there. You don't have any of the gear, do you? Okay. Mom says goodnight.
Night, Mom.
She says goodnight, Mom. She thanks. Okay, I'm heading in. And
you're going to have to call in as host. Hopefully you can get through because I sure couldn't.
Yeah, I'll call in on the other line.
Okay.
And, man, I am cold. That was, it's pretty much, this night here is pretty much first night of winter for us, because, okay, I'm...
Can you hear me on... Okay, you can hear me.
You're echoing.
Okay, I just popped in, and I'm going to go ahead and get set up. Can you hear me now?
I sure can.
Cool. I am going to do a little bit of magic here on the contacts line, see if I can just get us in so at least I have the show. So I'm dialing in on the other Skype line right now. And it's good to be back, and thank you to everybody. Sorry for all the technical issues. That was so strange, Kathy. I mean, everything just started dropping off and dying, and the cell phone was making this hissing noise I've never heard before.
Wow. Well, no, what happened here was it wasn't just this show, because a few in the chat room are saying that it also happened on with other hosts on other shows where they couldn't hear the guest or anything. So, yeah.
Yeah, so they're having equipment troubles of some sort. I'm trying to dial in. Sorry for everybody. Now, as soon as I get this in and can grab hold of the control of the show, I will come back and we can start in on some ITC work. So I'm just trying to call in on that line on our other Skype phone.
For me, they wouldn't answer.
Yeah, I got our... Here we go. It's saying my pin doesn't match. My God, I hate that woman's voice when she tells me thank you and hangs up on me. God darn that English wench. So good that I just like to throw you off. Okay, one more time.
Oh, I love the English accent. She just gets boring.
Yeah, give me a new one, you know?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yay.
I got it. I got control. Okay, I'm going to go ahead. Okay, yeah, just put it on hold. So we have control of the show. We're back in the driver's seat. You're listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We are back from the North 40. The one event that I think that was interesting there, actually two events. One was all the equipment troubles. Secondly, I did see the shadow, and it was this traditional large shadow we see at least once a year this time. Did you hear that?
I did.
What was that?
I don't know. It just sounded like static.
I heard a male voice real loud in here. I ain't kidding.
Cool.
And it said boo.
It did not.
I heard boo. That's what I heard. I heard boo. Something like that. Anyway, I'm not going to be scared. But anyway, we had these. We see this shadow at least once a year, one of us on the property when we're outside will see these things. And I got my chance. I saw it towards the... Okay. That's interesting. Something is working with the TV now. I'm getting phenomena in the house now. I'm not going to mess with this. And I'm going to turn some things down. I got the remote here. So I'm going to see, because the TV I had on hold, I was watching Children of the Paranormal before the show. And this is interesting stuff that's happening tonight. But what was happening was that shadow made its appearance on the western skyline, just like last year. And I saw this time, I saw it go from right to left. Usually it goes, from my direction out towards the southeast. And this time it seemed to be around us. Now, last year we had the experience when we were walking around out there in the full moonlight. What appeared to be a vaporous entity, like a shadow, or not a shadow, but actually, an apparition. Briefly, this thing flashed by. Now, yesterday we had a flash similar to that in the bedroom, and that's actually on the video, me commenting about seeing that. And Mom also saw this to our right in the ranch house. So, we obviously have activity going, and there is an interest in what's going on. And what we did tell this thing, in the bedroom area where my father sleeps, where we were getting the most activity, was that it's really bugging him that there are manifestations happening, and that it would be appreciated if they didn't do that. And he hadn't slept right for the last 6 months in there, and would wake up at 2, 3, and 4 times a night, and was hardly getting any sleep. Last night after we did that session, he slept all night without a single interruption for the first time in many months. So it was actually a worthwhile thing to do. So we're going to, since this is the time of the dead, and it's, Halloween, it doesn't stop there. This is celebrated all the way out through about November 4th and 5th in some nations, like in Mexico. They have their, Day of the Dead festivals, things like that. So we're going to continue some of this stuff through the week. And I'm going to be posting the videos, partly because we're also interested in sharing some of this information with A&E Network. They wanted us to put some of our video up so they could see what we were doing. So, we'll see what we get out of that and keep you guys informed. A lot of people out there tonight, and we have a lot of guests. So good to see all of you. Lots of guests showing up. Generally, not that many in chat. That's interesting. So I'm watching that carefully. Dance with an Angel is with us. We got Disgruntled Dan is with us. Dominica Amore, Gerber Daisy TM, all the guests. I'm not even going to read all that. Karen. We got Kira LaRue, Moonflower 1021, Quinny, and Red Hot Gossip. Hello to all of you. Karen, that is the same room you slept in. That's that room of Dad's. That's where we've been getting an awful lot of the concentrated activity. That and also in the den. And living room. And we ran a dual video. I ran a video in the living room pointing out towards the main door where we've had stuff cross through the living room and also in the hallway. And tomorrow night I'm going to run another set of videos down the hallway shooting into Dad's room. And then another video pointing out into the den to see if we have anything in there. We have had doors open and close. Of their own accord in front of us in the daytime. We've had partial manifestations of what appears to be a body. It's usually the lower half of a torso and legs. Sometimes we will see a full apparition walk by, and you'll see what appears to be about a 6 foot tall to 6.5 foot tall man.
Wearing what?
Walk by.
What was he wearing?
He tends to wear jeans, and he tends to wear a kind of workman's shirt, and it looks like my Uncle Mike. That's the kind of stuff he would wear. And my Uncle Mike passed in 2003 from mesothelioma. And so he and also my Aunt Lee, whose name was mentioned yesterday in the living room on the ovulus, both passed within about a month and a half of each other and of cancer. So we've also had Lee around, and they seem to be coming around to kind of keep an eye on what's happening with Dad. So a lot of these strange manifestations are really tied in with family, what we see to be a family haunt. And my grandfather, Almada, who is a research neurosurgeon, he seems to be around, and he's watching over Dad. And so we do, as I've said many times, we have the when dad starts having trouble, we start getting lots of manifestations in the home. And then we know to take him in and get him looked at. And it always comes out that they found something just in time. And so the other side is very much partnered with us. And, you know, we have just eternal thanks for that. But, you know, here we are. We're at 10:35, and we've been going quite a while. I'm going to go ahead and shift the show gears here into taking the next probably half hour or so, I guess. And we're going to fire up Audacity and do a little bit of work with the ITC, which is Instrumental Transcommunication. And what that is as you've heard many times in the past, we have the ability to, with the equipment we use, to go in and bring the other side through. With the use of an FM radio and tuned right about to between 100 to 103 megahertz seems to be my favorite place to get these communications from. Sometimes a little, you know, it depends on the day, depends on the signals we're getting and interference, but I'm all set to go. And we are going to dedicate this part of the show to Debbie Caruso. And you knew Debbie very yeah. well, Miss Kathy. And Debbie is just a sweetheart, and I have been rather neglectful of ITC and been wanting to because of so much of the mediumship stuff has been real popular with readings, and I mean, I've had a great time with that, but I love the ITC work, and it's something I'm going to make sure that I do a little more of, you know, and not let go of off the show, because it's kind of how we got our start, and it's our good meat and potatoes work, because you can actually hear spirits talking, and so we're going to basically... I do a little session here, and I'm going to be the one calling out the questions. And maybe if you want to call out one, Kathy, I mean, and that would be kind of nice. We'll just share questions. You want to do that?
Sure.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll ask a question of her and then let it go for, you know, 10, 20 seconds, and then maybe you can do one. And then we'll open up the floor to her for the third set. I'll just say, you know, go forward from there and just say, what message do you have for us? And,
yeah, I know there were two questions that she always asked over in the spirit world from here. And one of them was, how old are you in heaven? And the other one was, what frequency is the best frequency that we can hear you the best?
Oh, what frequency on radio, as far as radio goes?
Radio or whatever, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and fire up the FM, so I got that going. And let's see, we are going to go ahead and run a quick check here. Testing, 1, 2, 3, check, 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 and play that back here. Testing, 1, 2, 3, check, 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 and my work on the audio systems last week is paying off. We've got a little bit better signal in there. So, okay, we're going to go ahead and make a go of it. Debbie, I know you're on the other side watching us, so I've been talking about it all week. You know why we're doing this, and this is all about you, my dear. And we love you dearly. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Debbie Caruso, this is John, and here on SoulStream. Wanted to just say thank you for all you've done and appreciate everything you do. Can you give us any response on that? Okay, Kathy, it's yours.
Okay. You want me to go now?
Yep.
Hi, Debbie. This is your cat. I just want to know how old you are in heaven.
Okay. And Debbie, I promise that I will get you on once a week because I miss having you on, and you've been so good to us. But I wanted to find out on this very special night, since this is your first time that you've done Halloween since you passed, your soul passed in the form of Debbie Caruso, wanted to find out any message you might have for us here on this side. So I'm going to give you the next 30 seconds. And let you go forward. So here you go. Okay, I'll stop at 201. So we got a bunch of audio. I was hearing some things there. Sometimes you can actually pick up on the audio. You'll hear a voice kind of pop in there, and you can tell you're getting EVP when you hear some of the distinction, a little something that kind of pops in, sounds like a voice kind of through the static, and they're trying to punch through. So that was a good one, too. I think it is a little easier for them here during this time. And you heard whispers in there, too, Quinny. Good. Yeah, I'm not the only one. Sometimes I worry if I'm just starting to hear things, but learning to trust my ear, you know. When you do enough of this, you just kind of get a sense of it. I'm going to go ahead and keep running the compressions. Now, tell some stories, Kathy, while I'm doing this about Debbie. Is there anything funny we've never talked about with her?
She's sassy.
Pardon me?
She's sassy, but she has EVP etiquette. What is EVP etiquette? It's where you say thank you after, you know, each question. And she always had very, you know, very good manners, but she could cuss like a trucker. And
yeah, I've heard that before about her, that she was, boy, she knew how to, you know, belt it out there, you know. But you worked with her quite a bit. I mean, when did you first meet her?
Oh, gosh. It's probably been right after Tony passed. It was about a week after Tony passed, which was the end of February of 2007.
Also, it was just, it was just really, is, you know, almost like yesterday.
Yeah, pretty much.
Huh. And so what, I mean, and you were doing that on the CJEVP, you know, forum. That was kind of where you picked up on.
Yeah, but they all had, it was a very small forum when it first started, and it had started a week before I joined. And Debbie and her created it. Christine and
They did it together. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it was both of them coming up with it, but Christine's the one that opened up the whole forum and put it in her name. Since Debbie was, you know, she sells antiques, she had an antique store, and she had a lot on her plate without having to be responsible for a forum. But they also created the communication bridge, and only a few were there at the time. I think about six altogether once I joined, and that was a week after Tony passed, and we worked pretty much daily at times together with the communication bridge, where we got it into a conference room, and six of us and all hooked up our phones to our recorders and tried for our loved ones that we've lost with good, great results.
How
a lot of them are still on her site. Her daughter leaves her site up for people to still be able to go over there and check out, you know, their recordings, as well as having others come and check out the recordings that she's, you know, gathered up over the years.
Now, with regard to Tony and you, how fast did Tony come through when you first started this whole thing with her?
He came in a week after he passed.
What did he say to you?
She's got a few of them over there on her site, 1-800-HEAVEN. And I asked him how old he was in heaven. That she wanted me to ask, because I'd never, you know, done this before, and she said, just ask him how old he is in heaven. I asked him, and he said, I'm 30, and we actually had a conversation where I said, do you miss me as much as I miss you? And he says, I do, and so that was, you know, validation for me, because it was his voice.
Yeah, I picked, like, 30, between 30 and 35, just before you said that. I was going, he had to have picked... I just got the feeling he really, liked the. He felt good at that age, you know. And I think
he
a lot
told
of
me
them,
he didn't start living until he met me. So And we met when he was 28, and he said he didn't start living until he was about 30, where he, you know, fell in love with me. And I said, oh, bless his heart.
I'm making progress here. So what I'm doing, guys, is I'm running the filtering process here. And what's interesting tonight is usually I get I've got it backwards, so I'm doing fine. I'm getting the right channel bias like I always do. So it is a little bit, it's been a while since I've done this, and if you get out of practice, you kind of forget little things. And so what I'm doing right now is going through and running the cleanup work. And the 30-second one is going to be a real interesting one because there appears to be quite a bit of modulation in there, and I'm running the amplification sets. And it's something we've learned how to do. There's no instruction manual for this process. You learn as you go. And all of you guys make this possible with your patience with me as we go through this part. I've tried to find ways to speed it up, but I found that it is an art form. And when you do this, you literally are really just working the working. It's almost like a painting. And you just look at it and you decide what settings you're going to do to kind of bring things out, if you will. So what I'm doing right now is I've done a general pass over all three answers. And
I have been told by Debbie that that if we take our recordings, if possible, and slow it down, because over in the spirit world, everything goes so fast. They're a lot faster than our world. So if we slow it down, we could catch a lot more, a lot clearer.
You know, it's so funny you'd say that, because I just saw this today on one of the shows where they were talking about that, actually it was Ghost Adventures of all things, and they said they've timed it at roughly double. And, you know, so I looked at that and I thought, well, that's a good metric to remember. What I'll do is I'll start doing that. I'm going to start experimenting and actually work with Debbie to kind of, you know, do some control sets and start asking those questions, saying, okay, give me a nice clear EVP from you. And then I'm going to try to, you know, play around with slowing it down and just get her to work with me like that. Because I do work
with
her.
I know when we first started, we couldn't slow it down. So what we did was we asked the spirits to please speak loudly, clearly, and slowly, you know, so that we could understand them better.
Yeah, it is a lot of work for them. You know, we go through the physical work, like what I'm doing right now. This is a very tedious process, but it's worth it because we definitely get their voices, and the answers are just first rate. You know, I mean, I don't know anybody else doing this. I mean, I've offered to show it around to people who want to try it, and, you know, nobody's taken it up yet. I mean, it's amazing with the results we get. I think I'm going to do a test set here. Just I want to play a test roll, so I'm going to just check this. All right, I think we got something in there, my friends. I'm going to go ahead.
Have you seen on Facebook the ghost radar?
Yes, actually Spencer has one of those. So what's really neat about having a team member like him around is that he'll buy things that I didn't think to buy, and I buy things that he didn't think to buy, and then we take it on investigations together. And
so cool. Yeah,
he's got one. I've actually seen this thing in operation, and I'm pretty impressed with it. I think there's something to it, and it definitely is seems to actually work. And the reason it works is because these new generation phones have all sorts of devices built into them, more so than the phones normally would use. It seems like they've been overbuilt, and so programmers like Bill Chappell and others who are able to access those devices and understand how to make the devices work can program to them and do all sorts of interesting things. So there's accelerometers built in and magnetic sensors and this and that. So you basically have all the components you need. It's just tell the computer what to show. And yes, it's very real and very good. It's going to be the future of paranormal devices, is everything will be a computer, you know.
And isn't it for Blackberries right now?
Yeah, Blackberries, you know, the Apple devices are all have it. You know, the Sprint, he's got it on the Sprint device, the IVO or whatever it is called. So,
yeah,
I mean,
people said it was like 99 cents.
Yeah, it's cheap. It's like an inexpensive little app, but it does all this amazing stuff. And, you know, the volume market is there, you know, for people that just, you know, want to go out there, especially in this economy. I mean, sure, you pay all that money for a phone, and now you can do something really cool that a dedicated device costing $200, you know, would do same results. So, you know, do the math, you know. I think we're ready on the first one. So this is my question, and I'm just going to go ahead and play it. Wanted to just say thank you for all you've done and appreciate everything you do. Can you give us any response on that? Okay, here we go. So I am going to grab some paper. I've been neglectful. Grabbing some paper out of the laser jet and a pen, and let's get cracking on this thing. So Debbie is going to respond. I hope it is Debbie that we have, because we have our traditional strong start. Usually what we get on the waveforms is a strong start, and then it starts kind of going down a little down from there, but we have got a lot of talking here, so here we go. Message to you, Kathy.
Yeah.
12 to 15 seconds. I don't know what was. I don't know what she's saying, but she's saying, "Geez, Kathy, I'm not a demon."
No, she was an angel. She was. I like her.
I was listening. I went, "Holy crap! Did I get some negative entity?" And then all of a sudden, I started to realize. I went, "Wait a minute, am I hearing that?" And so. Geez, Kathy, I'm not a demon. All right, here we go. 15 to 18. Yeah, on Halloween, that's all we need. Here we go. 15 to 18 seconds. Next set. Very easy. This is really messages for you, you know, Kathy. I mean, really, it's surprising, and I like it. I think she's actually physically there with you right now. It's saying, tell Kathy I'm right up here. Tell Kathy.
Oh, I know
I'm
what
right.
She's talking about.
What is she talking about?
She's talking about heaven. She's always used that word heaven. She said right up here. I know what she's talking about.
Okay, we love you too, Miss Debbie. Okay, she's like, and so that's validation work that she's doing. She's just making sure we know it's her. So I'm going to go with a longer set here because it looks like a break from 18 seconds to 21.5, and then if it gets too much, I'll break it in half. But let's see what we can get here. Yeah, it's too much. I'm going to go ahead and split that.
I thought
out
I heard something about Kathy giving instructions at the end.
I was hearing, I thought I heard your name, but it's just so much. I can do it in about 2 second bursts and then sometimes three depending on the message. So let's go ahead and let me try this now. I'm going to go to 2 seconds, 18 to 19.5. Okay, I think it's either "Hello, John, I love you" or "Hello, I love you." And I can't tell which, but it is definitely a message of love. So 18.5, and thank you. We love you too, Debbie. 19.5 actually to 21.5. Next 2 second burst. Here we go. Okay, before we do that, I'm going to double check something. Are we? Oh, we only got 4 minutes remaining. I'm going to run an extension.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, I didn't just suddenly realize. Holy moly, can't be having that. Can't be like popping out, you know, halfway through.
And I do want to say that tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have our Quinny, and she helps you learn to read yourself. And we also have at 8 p.m. our Nick and Brenda Tenorelli. So be there or be square.
Okay, and I'm running the extension here. Thank God that's reacting normally. And run the update, and we should be good to go, guys. I think, let me check the switchboard and see if that just showed up.
And, Lord, I do want to thank Blog for giving us such a smooth night. Not. Okay, dementia's setting in.
It seemed to take. Let me try it again. Because I don't want to end right now. I mean, I'm too far into this with this audio. Okay, let me see if that got it.
That got it.
I did it?
Uh-huh. I see 33 minutes.
Good. We're good to go. Okay. We saved the day. John is on the move here. Let's go. We're going to continue this because she is on a roll, my dear friend, Debbie, and yours, and we love her to death. Here we go. 18.5 to 21.5. Continuing. Tell him I miss him. Tell him I miss him. That was so clear. That's like, that's class A. I mean, that is extremely good stuff she's doing. And that is her voice. That's the way I can kind of recognize her. So that's really good. Let's keep going. 21.5. And thank you, Dom, for saving the day, because I totally forgot we'd only set for 90. So here we go. This is a long set here. This is 21.5 to 26. I'm just going to run through a couple of times to make sure. It's kind of a hard one to break out. Yeah, you learn this just by eyeballing, so we'll see what we get. Okay, something. All right, I'm going to break it out a little bit. Okay, easy, very easy. Thank you for talking with me. In the next set, 23.5 to 26. Here we go. That's easy. Oh, she's you'll like this, Kathy. She's saying, heaven's been nice to me.
It's like, well, I'm glad, because she always wanted it to be.
You know what she's doing? I mean, I know what she's up to, the minx. I mean, she's sitting there saying, you know how in Saturday Night Live, baseball's been very good to me. That's how she's doing it. Yeah. It's been very good to me. She's like poking fun. I mean, jeez. Let's see. I think I'm going to jump into your question now. So I'm going to take the last part of your question so we can refresh on that. Here we go. Second set coming up.
Hi, Debbie. This is your cat. I just want to know how old you are in heaven. Hi, Debbie. This is your cat.
Okay. I was going to repeat mode there. Okay, now this one, I'm going to run just a little extra post-processing and then boost it because I need one more pass-through. And then let's just see what we get. And I just really like the idea of giving her all the room she wants to talk, because that lady has not gotten a lot of attention lately, especially on air. And She has done so much for so many people in this business. She deserves it. Okay,
yes,
I just
yes.
boosted it up. And she gets real animated at the end of this, and we got about 56. We got about a 10-second burst or a little more from her talking. So here we go, 41 seconds to 44, just about. That's all about you tonight, isn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it is, because she's making a big joke about you ruling a posse with all your radio show. Kathy
yeah.
is ruling the posse. Distant Echoes posse. I'm a member of the posse here. Okay. Let's see here. Let's see. 43.5 to 46. Here's the next set. And I may have to break this out a little bit, but I'm going to give it a shot. Here we go. I was just teasing, love you.
He's not going to tell me how old she is then.
No, actually, I think she might just do that, although she's a cagey one, this one, and she is a mix. Let me see. I'm going to go with 40, and this is getting towards the end of where they're, it was kind of low-key, and then it jumps way up. So we're going to go 46.5 to 48. Here goes. She's making a direct reference to your tiredness. She's in Lost Haze.
Okay, yeah, she knows.
It's okay, man. I've done so many blog talk shows, I'm rummy. How many are there? What time am I on? Do I get bathroom breaks? Okay. So, yeah, she's giving you, like, the same, you know, she's as understanding about it as I was today. So, let's see, here we go. Now she jumps right into this really big, very powerful set of speech here. So let's see what we get, 48 to almost 51. You know how she's cussed like a stormtrooper?
Yeah.
Well, she just did now, and I'm not going to repeat it on the air.
I heard some other voice pop in and say, murder.
Well, I was hearing her say, Kathy, you always effed with me, basically.
I did.
yeah. I was like, she was like, she just really got into it there. So we'll just let that one go.
She wasn't a slacker on it either.
Yeah, because like Kathy always effed with me. And then, okay, so, all right, 51 to 53.5. Here we go. Let's religious?
No, she was very spiritual. She had a little religion in her. She had some Catholic. She was raised Catholic, but no, she was more spiritual.
Okay, that might explain what she's saying here. She says, I'm leaving, I'm Jesus free.
Okay. You sure it won't frickin'?
I don't know, but it's like, that was such a weird message. And she's slacking here towards the end. Now I think she was just kind of giving personality there. She's not going to tell you the age at all. 54 to 50.
Didn't while she was living either.
I suspect she was like 12 years old, really. Here we go. I'm teasing. She did tell you. I'm teasing. I'm 27.
I heard at the beginning somebody hollering out, tell the people.
I'm sure. Yeah, because, I mean, you know the drill. I mean, we always hear different things on these, and it's so different every time. I mean, what part did you hear that on?
I heard it at the very beginning, but it was not her voice. It was like her voice was under it, but there was another voice on top.
And it said what?
Even Dominica says she heard a different voice.
Yeah, there's like multiples. And I look for the one that, especially with her, I can generally pick hers out. And there are multiples. This is definitely not a single voice thing. A lot of the time, we generally get more than one. But it's just one of those deals you get, you just kind of get a feel for which one that you can do the best with. And, I'm going to go ahead and, these are really low key, but I'm going to try this. Let's see what we get here. This is from the third set where I kind of opened up the forum to her. So I'm not going to play that because time's short. So we're just going to speed through this the best we can. Here we go, 128 to 131 almost. Here we go. This is kind of to both of us, because even though I never really knew her in life, she's talking about how she can tell we miss her. And there's that emotional. So she's a little emotional there. 130.5 to 133, and it gets a little, it's going to gradually get more volume as we go. So it seems to build to a crescendo at the end. 130.5 to 133.5. Here we go. Okay, she says, you love me. And then she says it directly to me, I'm going to please you, John.
Oh, God.
I know, I was sitting there going, what did you just say? Honestly, it's not so much a sexual thing. I think it is that she's just, I think, you know, with you and me talking about her EVP stuff, that the impression I got, you know, mediumistically was that she's going to be doing some more work with me. So, you can please me.
That would be Debbie.
That would be Debbie. 133 to 135.5. Here we go. I'm going to get near you. Going to get near you. I'm just writing these down, as we always do. And then we're going to jump to 136. And then it starts to build. So I'm going to take it at 136 to 138. I'm going to make sure John hears me. I'm going to make sure John hears me.
And you know what I heard from another voice? I heard, we pushed her aside so you can hear me.
Oh, so you're catching. Okay, so we agree on the hears me, and there could be multiples in there or different ways to interpret it. Okay, we'll just keep going. It's time. 138.5 to 141. Here we go. And this voice says to me, in particular, I'm standing near you. Now, what I haven't been talking about is I do have a significant cold spot to my right here in the studio. So that makes sense. And let's see, 141 to 143. And yes, that might explain some of the phenomena that were happening in the house when I just sat down. So... Now that is extremely clear. I mean, you see what I mean about how it escalated, Kathy?
It's saying, I do.
And let me try. And this goes on for a good 6-7 seconds. So I'm going to try to clip it together.
Karen, good night.
Oh, good night, Karen. Love you. Take care. Okay,
that's
here we
Karen.
Go. Yeah, she's a sweetie. 143 to 145 almost. You can see me, and it almost does sound a little different, but it does, I'm going to still roll that it might be her. 140, and I'm getting really cold on the right arm, and I'm looking over my shoulder to see if I can see anything. Nothing here yet. Okay, 144.5 to 147, here we go. Tell Kathy I'm right here. I think we're both getting phenomena. Are you getting any?
I'm getting chills.
Okay. And I'm getting the same kind of thing, which is strange because, I'm getting cool breeze on my arm. I don't know if they can manifest in two places at once, but I'm definitely getting my share. Okay,
I
here we go.
I believe they can.
147 to 149, and I'm getting cool breeze on the back. Okay, I'm just going to keep going. 147, 149. Thank you, John. She's like, I love her too. I mean, this is why we do this kind of stuff. All because of her. Okay, here we go. 149, 151. Kathy, did you ever, in Virginia, ever do any boating?
Yeah.
Of any, did you sail?
No.
Okay, well, what I'm getting here, and I don't know how to take this, but is it's saying about, I think to you, get her sailing, and I am getting cold drafts here, but it's saying get her sailing. Get her, and I, do you know what that means?
No, I don't. Must be moving.
Yeah, maybe I'm hearing it wrong, but that's the best I could come up with there. I had to listen to it for a little while.
She loves John dearly. She loves John dearly.
I'm getting a lot. I'm serious. We're getting cool breezes in here. Are you getting the breezes?
I am.
Get her selling is what Dom says. So I'm going to write down selling. And you guys, and remember, audience, you can always pipe in with your interpretation, and I will write it down as I go. So, that way we can get to alternate interpretations, and then that might tell the story a little better, because I don't always hear it right. You know, I do my best. 151 to 153 almost. I'm hearing a name, Sherry. Sherry's in for me. And I don't know if she worked with somebody named Sherry or, you know, she's acknowledging a Sherry. But
it's possible. She dealt with a lot of people.
Okay, well, then that might be something to pass on since you have some connections going back that way. Sherry's in for me, so I don't know what that's about. But here we go, 150, almost 153 to 155. Here we go. Of a sentence, it says, if I get in the way, and obviously this goes on, let's take the next part, 155 to 157. Directed at you, Kathy. You must tell her to keep on. And then we're coming up to the very end here, 157 to 159.5. To keep on, you've got a lot to live for. To live for. This was directed right at you.
Wow.
Yep, yeah, no doubt. And here's the final about 2 second burst, and I'm not sure what she's got here, but let's see. We go. John, I love you. Okay, I'm going to go ahead, and we're coming up 10 minutes out from the end here. I'm just going to read through the whole thing and kind of paraphrase it, so because my writing is terrible. Tell Kathy I'm no demon. I'm up here. Tell Kathy I'm up here, which was your way of saying, you know, you knew that's her way of talking about heaven. Hello, John, I love you. Tell him I miss him. And so basically she's kind of letting me know, you know, to keep talking to her like this and bring back some of the ITC work, which I will do. Thank you for talking with me. Heaven's been nice to me. Heaven's been very good to me. Eh? And let's see. Kathy is running the posse in the second set of questions. I was just teasing Love You. She, being you, Kathy, is in a lost haze. And I can't read what I wrote there. Kathy always something. I'm leaving. I'm Jesus free. Oh, this is about the age, too. And I'm teasing. I'm 27. So she's 27 years old on the other side, and she's looking really hot. And I am getting ice chill cold on my right arm.
My hands are cold.
Yeah, I am getting, like, breeze. I feel like I've got a breeze running, and I really don't have much running in here. The fan that I do have running is pointing the other direction, and it's not on very much, so it could be the fan. But anyway, the third set is, I can tell you miss me. You love me. I'm going to please John. I'm going to get near you. I'm going to make sure John hears me. I'm standing near you. Let me try. You can see me. So she's trying to manifest for us. One of us may see her tonight, Kathy. Tell Kathy right here, I thank you, John. And then we're coming to the end. It says, and this is where we had some mild, different versions of this. Get her sailing, get her selling, get you doing something. And you may want to just kind of talk to her a little bit and see what you pick up through your angels and stuff there, my friend. And then this name comes through, which neither of us know. Sherry's in for me. And then if I get in way, you must keep on. You've got a lot to live for. And then at the very end, John, I love you. So that was pretty cool. I mean, I like that.
I bet you do.
Well, you know, I think we would have had some real sparks if the two of us had met in person. I think it would have been, two EVP people going off into the sunset and changing the world forever. But she is truly something. I mean, even on the other side, she's a force to contend with. I mean, there's nobody like her. And I mean, for her to come through as clearly as she did in February, you know, just a matter of weeks after her death, and she was coming through clearly on that first set that we did, and it changed everything for me, you know. So I mean, I have her to thank for so much of this. I mean, this whole adventure is because she was so willing and generous in coming through.
Well, I know for almost the last 2 years, not quite 2 years, she was a member of Maury Povich show, and she was great. And if anyone wants to see her, I have her video. It's at the bottom of my home page on Kathy's Distant Echoes. But and you'll see her down there. It's under you'll see it. It's at the bottom, and it's Debbie Caruso. But
okay,
she was great.
Well, I do have time for one quick reading. If anybody wants to dial in or if you just want to share anything you've got, the number is 646-478-0377. And just go ahead and call in, and we can do maybe something real fast, super, super duper quick. While we're doing that.
How have you ever been fast?
Yeah, I'll just do EVP fast. Yeah, reading is all going to left. What? But, meanwhile, I mean, we'll do an early read-off. Do you want to do the shout-out?
You help yourself.
Okay, we'll do that. Christine WWTL. We got Dan is there, and Dominica Morey, and I'm looking here. Gerber Daisy TM, we have all the guests. I mean, our guests were dropping like flies there. So they're all going to bed. We got Kira LaRue. Hello, my dear. We got MMXII, and we have Quinny, Red Hot Gossip, and Veronica V is there. And by the way, I, since nobody's calling in, I will make a couple of announcements. We're going to be doing more investigations in and around California and Nevada, down into Arizona, and also up into Oregon and Washington State. And if you want to become an investigator with GRI and be on our guest investigator list, feel free to email me anytime, here on the show, or just go to my Facebook page and let me know, and I will put you on the short list and just give me your contact information. And if we have a hunt in your area, we'll call you up and find out, do you want to be on one of our hunts? And definitely take you along. We generally like to run at least a minimum of four people on a team and keep it. That's actually a maximum of about four. That seems to get us the best results. So generally we'll have a couple of, the permanent members, sometimes a third, and then we'll have a slot open. And whoever gets it first, and you just show up, and you have a great time with us. So consider joining us. Be a part of GRI in our Western operations. And as we grow across the country, which seems to be happening, we'll make sure that guest list is, applied to all the other leaders who are popping up with us. So, just think about that and let us know. There's no cost, and it's just a lot of fun. And we just have a howling good time when we go out. So definitely get us that information. Nobody's going to call in, so we're just going to let it go. I am making great progress, by the way, on the analysis of all our 2010 case data. We're going to be doing some on-air reveals. Some of our shows are going to be on-air reveals. So we're going to be playing evidence and popping links out there with videos for all you guys to see our video analysis and things like that, and evidence we've captured on full spectrum and things like that. So we are going to do an awful lot of that, to kind of push a new area, which we've never done, is these on-air reveals. And I'm just sitting on a mountain of evidence. So, and you can tell by how it's going, because I've been posting YouTube videos like mad, and I'm getting pretty good with the with my Corel video editor. I have, Video Studio Pro X2, and getting pretty good. I'm putting in subtitles and doing transitions and wipes and things like that with our videos. So you'll get to see us kind of grow here and get into some pretty sophisticated stuff. But we are going to be doing the Navy investigation. Spencer wanted to do that earlier. His wife had to have a hysterectomy, and she is currently recovering. So our best wishes to Spencer's wife, and that she's getting, she's definitely coming along, and she's home and doing her thing. So Sarah, to you and to your family, happy Halloween and speedy recovery. We love you. And we will be doing that investigation sometime in December. We already have a couple of guest investigators that are lined up. We think we're going to need more. This is the one time we're going to break our rule of four. So if you live in and around the Bay Area and you do think you could be available sometime in December, preferably mid-December, to join us at that investigation, let us know, and we will consider having you on with us. We may be there for a couple of days. We may actually be going in, doing an overnighter, leave, come back, and do it all over again, because the facility is well over 100,000 square feet and extremely haunted.
Uh-oh, lost John again.
Am I there? Hello?
Can anyone hear me? Hello? Okay. Say yes if y'all can hear me.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, okay.
You got me? Can you get me now? Okay, we're losing it. So, okay, Kathy has probably dropped out. So I'm going to go ahead and end it and believe that we are
on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I just can't hear John. Oh, you can hear us both. Hmm.
All right, we're going to lose the signal in about 10 seconds, so I'm going to just assume I'm being going good. So this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to go ahead and sign off, and thank you all for listening in, all the technical troubles. Happy Halloween. We love you guys. Talk with you later. Bye.
Bye, everybody.